When I was 13, I read about a strange boat race. The boats were elaborate affairs, paddle wheels, schooners, rowboats, with one thing in common. They were kept afloat by milk cartons. I wasn't a sailor. I wasn't a milk carton fanatic. But for some reason, I loved this idea. I wanted to build a milk carton boat, specifically a milk carton pirate ship. I envisioned a three-masted vessel with a plank off to one side, of course, and a huge curved prow that ended in an eagle head. So I set about collecting milk cartons. I collected from my school cafeteria. I collected from my friends. I collected from my family. I soon became familiar with the look on their faces when I explained I was building a milk carton pirate ship. It was actually a combination of looks all rolled into one. "Ha ha ha, what a crazy idea," the expression said. And, "Good luck, kid, but I don't think it's going to happen." And, "Well, at least I'm getting rid of my milk cartons." Then, at the very end of this facial conga dance, I always caught something else. "Actually, that sounds like fun. I wish I could do that," the final look exclaimed. "You can do it," I should have said back. But it's hard to contradict the large cafeteria cook who smells of sliced ham and oatmeal. I didn't say anything. But I understood the feeling. I had been a shy and fearful kid. Many things had scared me. Bigger kids. Second grade. The elderly woman across the street. Being called on in class. The book Where the Wild Things Are. Woods at dusk. The way the bones in my hand crisscrossed. Being scared was a terrible feeling, like sinking in quicksand. My stomach would drop. My feet would feel heavy. My head would prickle. Fear was an all-body experience. For a shy kid like me, it was overwhelming. Now I wanted to build a milk carton pirate ship and sail it along a body of water. Did I mention that I didn't know how to sail? And I use the term sail loosely. I really mean get pulled by the current to my destination. I didn't even know how to do that. What had happened to the shy and fearful kid? She was still there, but somewhere along the way, I had decided that she wasn't having a lot of fun. I wanted a life of grand adventure, the kind I had read about in books. So I started to kindly tell the shy and fearful girl to step back and make way for the adventurous girl that was also there. The girl who really wanted to captain a milk carton pirate ship. Where does a boat builder keep her materials? Under her bed, of course. Within a month, I had a bunch of milk cartons. Within 2 months, I had more. Within 3 months, a strange smell took hold. It hadn't occurred to me that I had to rinse anything out. Within 4 months, I was the proud owner of 167, now clean, milk cartons. I was ready. I taped the tops of all the milk cartons closed. I bound them in groups of three and wrapped each group in a garbage bag. I taped the garbage bag closed and then wrapped it in another garbage bag. I didn't know much about buoyancy, but I did know that as long as I kept the water out, the milk cartons would float. Like any intelligent boat builder, I had tested this before I began. But that's where my intelligence ended, because I had overlooked one crucial element. I wasn't adept at building anything. I wasn't handy. More importantly, my dad wasn't handy. My dad was game, though. He didn't laugh when I told him my plan. Well, he chuckled a little, sure, but he liked the idea. He appreciated weird ideas, I found out later. He liked acupuncture before it became an accepted medical procedure. He believed in psychics. He thought that talking to animals was possible if you put your mind to it. My dad himself was not weird. He was a banker who wore ties and shiny leather shoes to work and had one martini when he came home. But at the time, I didn't know that he liked the milk carton pirate ship idea because it was weird. I thought he liked it because it was cool. He let me think that too. I'm not sure it would have mattered if I had known. I was crazy about my dad, and building a boat with him meant that we would spend time together. It felt like a crucial part of the adventure. I didn't know how to build a boat. He didn't know how to build a boat. Somehow, I thought that meant a boat would be built. As if the empty parts of our mind where boat-building knowledge was supposed to lie was now so huge, it would automatically vacuum in the information. Unfortunately, this was not so. A pirate ship quickly became out of the question. Paddle wheel? Nope. Rowboat? Nah. My dad and I settled on what most people would call a square. We called it a raft. We stacked the milk cartons onto a piece of plywood about the size of a double bed. We lay another piece of plywood on top. We hammered planks of wood along each side. It took about 15 nails in all. I named it the HMS Homogenized. It was beautiful. I invited my sister, Alexandra, on the maiden voyage, which would take place on the local river. My sister and I were like any other pair of sisters. We fought. We shared clothes. Sometimes we told on each other. Sometimes we kept each other's secrets. We laughed together to the point of hiccups and stomach muscles strains. We cried easily in the other's presence. Unlike most sisters, we were born on the same day, 2 minutes apart. We were twins. We looked enough alike that people called us the girls, as if we were one entity without separate names. But we didn't look exactly alike, which meant that people often compared us, too. Being compared felt like being scrutinized for the lead in a school play constantly. Who would get her name in lights? Who would get attention? For these reasons, I didn't love being a twin at the time. As a grown-up, I love it. But being a twin contributed to my pirate ship bravado. I was determined to distinguish myself from my sister. Once the boat was built, I wouldn't merely be part of the girls. I would be a captain of a square made of milk cartons. Try to top that, world. I offered my twin the lofty position of first mate. I didn't know exactly what a first mate did, and she didn't either, but she agreed anyway. She asked some technical questions, like how the raft was going to move. It was a good question. The 3-masted sail of my original plan was nowhere in sight.